Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoye Ojo. As they say amongst the Yoruba people of southwestern Nigeria, Ekaabo. Welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is still a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. There's no denying that this continues to be a challenging period of high anxiety and worry around the world. The coronavirus and the health guidelines developed to stop its deadly spread, including social distancing, has completely changed the way we all live and relate to one another across the world. We sincerely hope that we will continue to follow the recommendations of health officials, including our local officials, and do our best to slow and stop the spread of COVID-19. We must all continue to maintain social distancing rules to ensure everyone's safety and well-being. Welcome to our first show in the month of June. And as we informed you last week, our focus today is on the topic music in Africa. This focus will be both intellectual and practical. We'll be sharing excerpts from the work of a colleague in the field of African studies and providing delightful samples of African music. To start, here is Zaiko Langalanga and Dido Yongo with a short intro and the track Muvaro. Enjoy.
Vive la différence. We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
Two, three, four, hit it!
Soukous Music on African Perspectives, coming to you from Athens Public Station, WUGA. We hope you've enjoyed that wonderful selection to open up today's show. It is a special track to open up the summer season on our show. With the impact of the ongoing pandemic on all of our lives, we've decided to begin our summer offerings today at the beginning of June. We welcome you to our first show in the month of June and in the summer. Today, we begin a two-part focus on music in Africa. These two specialized shows will serve as introduction to our ever-popular summer 5-week musical safari through the African continent. This summer lineup will take us all the way to the end of July. We're turning to our summer schedule early this year in order to provide you, our listeners, with some gainful diversions, especially during this pandemic. We will devote these first two shows in June to discuss the genres and impact of music in Africa, looking at somebody else's work. We will then follow these two introductory shows with a musical safari through the 5 regions of the continent. We will begin in North Africa, move to Southern Africa, all the way through West, East, Central, and the island nations. For now, let us begin our focus today on the chapter of a book, Introduction to Music in Africa. As we said, this will be intellectual, practical, but it will also be a taste of what has grown over the years to become the nature of our summer shows. And as most of our longtime listeners know, we run our own special form of summer school during our summer episodes of African Perspectives. Today, we'll be sharing excerpts from the work of a colleague, Dr. Adeoluwa Okwande of the University of Port Harcourt, Nigeria, who works in the field of African studies, and we will be sharing music. The excerpt of facts that are coming on this show is coming from the 2012 Cognella Press publication titled Continental Complexity, a Multidisciplinary Introduction to Africa, which was edited by myself and my colleague, Dr. Ibigbolade Aderigbe of the UGA Religion Department. Now that we've set the stage for today's show, here is the soukous sound of the great Congolese music star, Lokito, with Terminator. Enjoy. The term music, or its definition in the Western sense, does not carry the same actual meaning in most African societies. What Africans consider music is more than the absolute music of the Europeans. The simple definition that comes to mind of an average European or Western-oriented music scholar is the combination of sounds in a way that pleases the ear or hearing. Sounds, be it vocal or instrumental, are not the only materials that constitute music in Africa. In the real sense of what musical activities are in most African societies, one may not readily find the equivalent word of the idea of Western music. With this situation, it should be emphasized that the absence of a word in a particular language does not mean the absence of this concept. Neither does it mean the absence of the particular ideology or behavior characterized by that concept. This is according to Kofi Agawu in 2003. What Africans describe as play should adequately and comprehensively mean music. These play activities are some sonic exhibitions in terms of drumming, dancing, miming, acting, singing, and sending messages. With all this, it is glaring that through what these are may not constitute what music is in the Western sense. But the fact remains that these are the materials that constitute the finished product that is called music in most African societies. The chapter which we are sharing part of today is encouraging the readers to appreciate the many nuanced ways in which this art called music is exhibited in Africa. And as Dr. Kwande further noted, each community in Africa, given their traditional societies, has the cultural liberty to accept what music should be within the specified community's yardstick. Our listeners should therefore understand that the term African music in its holistic characteristics, and not just the connotative limited term music that is used conventionally. The popular statement that African music is music made by Africans may also not suffice. And so, interestingly, this is a term that those of us on this show have variously adopted in the past. But from Dr. Kwade's perspective, something to be addressed. But more on the conversation afterwards.
It's Legendary Beats. I say,
Until recently, most societies within the African continent were not grouped together as Africans. The societies were living as distinct political units. One was Yoruba, Luo, Ewe, or Maasai. It was the emergence of Europeans and other foreign domination of the continent that made one to be Nigerian, Kenyan, Ghanaian, Senegalese, or Cameroonian. And this was according to Agawu 2003. The cultural variations of these societies were the factors that was responsible for the kinds of political units into which African peoples traditionally grouped themselves. And though the kinds of political units which they grouped themselves were variously different, they were not as culturally homogeneous as many people continue to assume. However, the degree of homogeneity in the musical activities is quite high. Prevalent among these are the major characteristics of the activities defined as music. Responsorial singing in African music, whereby there is a lead vocal versus chorus, is a major feature in the musical activities. Also, the antiphonal type of performance. This is a performance of two groups or chorus whereby one takes the lead and the other responds. This characteristic represents the heart of the society, revealing that communal living is the best way of being one's brother's keeper. And when all members of the society are involved in a project, such becomes successful. This is to further buttress again that a musical activity in most traditional societies on the African continent is community art. Repetition of stanzas or lines of songs is another major characteristic of African music. While entertainment is not exotic in African music, most of the musical activities are highly educative. It is usually an avenue to educate members of the society on several issues. The younger members are acquainted with the norms, values, and ethos of the society. Repeating lines of music make the message sink and become part of the performer's and the audience's life. This particular feature is used in African traditional medical practice as anesthesia when there is need for traditional surgery. Spontaneous composition and improvisation are part of the attributes of the musicians in the indigenous African societies. Again, there is audience participation when it comes to African music performance. The audience is not expected to be passive while the performance is going on, and either the audience joins in the chorus or accompanies such performances with clapping, dancing, or praising the musicians by way of doling out monetary gifts. It should be added here that in the indigenous African societies, an average musician is a master of all the sister arts. He is also an historian, a composer, a poet, a costumier, and an instrumental technologist. He or she comfortably and professionally makes use of all this in the art of performance.
Your father, baby, I feel that.
inter-ethnic conflict of the pre-colonial era among African states brought in a lot of acculturization traits that led to cultural evolutions among the societies. All these can be regarded as internal factors since they emerged on the African soil. There are also external factors that punctuated the direction of the cultural growth among these African states. Some of these foreign interjections include the legacy of Islam and the legacy of Europe established in a new Africa. Africa had commercial connections and interactions with countries of the Mediterranean and the Near East, as well as Southeast Asia. References to Africa in Indian and Chinese manuscripts show that in the pre-colonial era, there were trade connections with these countries as well. Records show that the societies of Africa interacted with peoples of other lands, including those of the East Horn, when you talk about present-day Somalia, Ethiopia, whose proximity to the civilizations of Egypt and the Mediterranean, as well as Arabia, reflected in their cultures and ethnic music compositions. Others were Eastern Africa, where Arab traders were active and penetrated the interior as far as Congo, and where Afro-Arabic interaction was so strong that it stimulated the growth and spread of Swahili as lingua franca. The island of Malagasy, the scene of Malayan, Indonesian and African interaction, and the Sudanese belt of West Africa, which interacted with the Islamic north of Africa. The influence of Islamic and Arabic cultures therefore became a force to reckon with on many of these cultures in these areas, particularly on those of the savannah belt of West Africa. Though the importation of Islamic and Arabic cultures had its toll on the musical traditions of many of these societies, some still maintained their musical traditions, and in most parts of West Africa, the converts to Islam did not totally abandon their traditional music, even when they still get excited with their knowledge in Islamic cantillation Arabic music. However, regions such as northern Sudan and Mediterranean littoral occupied by the Bedouin Arabs, who interacted with the Berbers, adopted Arabic musical traits. This is much enhanced in their musical instruments, where one finds instruments such as the lutes, the reed pipes, and the long trumpet already integrated into local instruments. It was easier for these instruments to be adapted into the local system because they could be made with local materials. In some cases, the terms and customs associated with the instruments were also adapted for local use. So far, so good, with the presentation by Dr. Kwade. Let us now take a break and share samples of music from two famous queens of African music. We hope you will enjoy these selections. First, we will listen to the mellowed tune of Benin's Ajeli Kijo with Azanokpe. We will then move into the soothing melody of Congo's Madame Imbilabel with Lizang Bapanda. We hope you enjoy both selections, highlighting the variety that is African music.
Oh, Bandela, mobali ya kei.
Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you from Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. Today we are sharing from the book and book chapter, Introduction to African Music, from African ethnomusicologist Dr. Adeolu Okunade. This is part of our summer school session on African Perspectives. Before the break, we were talking about some of the non-indigenous traits, such as Islamic influence on music on the continent. Some other musical traits that were adopted by these societies included features of vocal techniques identified with Islam and Islamic cantillation, such as voice projection and its accompanying mannerism of cupping the air with the palm of the hand, or a slight degree of ornamentation. The Europeans, on the other hand, became colonial rulers and used religion to propagate their ruling styles to the extent that the church preached more of Western values and branded African cultural values idol worshipping. This hostility was strengthened by the church that drumming were not permitted in the church because such was considered paganistic. Through the introduction of Western education, more musical converts were made. As one finds, one school boys and girls were not only singing as school choir members, but also as church choir members. It was in vogue to have an African as a head teacher from Monday to Friday and find him as the catechist and organist on Sunday. This innovation was accepted and it became the norm that the converts gave high regards to Western instrument, especially the harmonium organ, which was more prominent in the church, and upright piano in few concert halls at the urban centers. The condemnation received over the use of indigenous African instruments by the colonial administration via the activities of the missionaries was much that even the Ethiopian church, which had been established in the 4th century AD, was also affected. In some cases, converts were not only discouraged from using the instruments, they were also discouraged from watching or taking part in local festivals. However, these legacies, though, are still there and very visible. The emergence of the activities of the Pan-Africanists really brought a high level of liberation from the shackles of the legacies previously described. It is indeed a wonderful introduction to music on the African continent. Listen. Yeah,
love you forever, mommy, mio, mommy, mio, mommy. love you forever. Mami mio, mami mio, mami mio, mami mio. I'll do anything for you, mama, I will love you forever.
That was Wizkid singing a love song for his mother. It is a dedication for those of our listeners who still have their mothers. We hope you will take very good care of them. It is also a dedication to Mama Africa and our creative children that continues to produce music on the continent. We'll continue our conversation next week, God willing, as we turn to the part of Dr. Okwande's chapter that focuses on musical instrument and the recruitment and training of musicians in many indigenous societies on the continent. For now, we would like to share our profound gratitude to Cognella Press, as well as the editors of Continental Complexity, a multidisciplinary introduction to Africa, for this opportunity to share part of Dr. Okwande's chapter. We will complete the discussion next week as we share two of our introduction to African music. As per the practical aspect of the introduction, we've heard about the Islamic influence, we've heard about the European influence. Here are more practical illustrations with two selections from our two featured queens of African music for your listening and enjoyment today as we round up our show.
Oh, yeah. mingi kasi lelo yo banimi basusu bakomi kosala misongi songi po mube moyo epela bamelisoiye batondikana na mitema bayoki mpasi ye bazoki pota na mitema. Kokangana to inde na nzela mingi balobaki oke inde kolekisa tango na yo pamba bameli pema e balandi 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 basukise na nzela bakoti mode ya bazua balobi 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 batelenga ni lelo.
That was the music of Benin's Angelikidjo with John John and Congo's Madam Imbilabel with Bamelisso. We sincerely hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope you've enjoyed the two selection, but also that you've been able to enjoy the first part of our introduction to music in Africa. Join us next week for the conclusion of this introduction to African music. God will see us beyond next week. Once again, we close today's show by wishing all of our listeners God's protection during these uncertain times as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. We sincerely hope that as the state of Georgia continues to open up, we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we use common sense and make the right choices to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe at this time. We on African Perspectives continue to say that this will pass too. And as we leave today, we pray that the Almighty will grant the families of those killed by the coronavirus peace in their sorrow and strength to bear their losses. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cardin, we thank you for tuning in. For all of our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, for Dr. Adeoluwa Okunade, whose work on African music we've been sharing today and hopefully share next week, for all African music makers and music teachers on the continent and around the world, and for you, our long-term listeners, who have been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African Perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akilo Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We thank you for being with us today for our first of two part of a discussion on the chapter Introduction to African Music. We hope you've enjoyed this first show in the month of June. If so, tune in next week for another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifu, Kambe, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and so long.